Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in again. It's been a while since I have done any solo episode. I did one interview in 6 months, I think, with Cheryl. And the reason is, because I said I was gonna share more in one post also back in spring probably. And I never did, so today I'd like to take the time to do so. So first of all, I started working full-time back in March and since then. So I didn't have time so much for my own things. That's why I paused podcasts and reduced blog posts, even though I could release a couple still the last month, I think. And I'm not coaching at the moment. This might come back or might not. I'm not sure yet. But I wouldn't have the time. And to be honest, I'm not sure it was something I really needed to do. I don't know yet. Maybe I don't have enough distance from it to have a clear idea. So I'm not doing it at the moment. And I wanted to share because last week I changed the bio of my Insta account, as we sometimes do, right? As things change, we change how we want to introduce ourselves. But the thing is, the coaching title I already deleted a long time ago because I didn't feel comfortable with it, and replaced it with slow living queen, even because I found it funny. And I had to delete this basically because I was not really in a slow pace for the past few months, and so it didn't really align anymore, even though I have to say I think I'm pretty careful with how I still keep my time for myself. So I don't jam pack my schedule. That's what I want to say. I still am careful of how much energy I have and how much I can do and how many people I see during the week or during the month. And I always make sure that I don't burn out. I just wanted to give you a little update on that, because if you've been following me for the past, I don't know, however long, you might have noticed the changes. And also about that Instagram bio, I've been doing so many different things lately, from podcast episodes or blog posts about traveling, my favorite, pictures, lots of pictures. Finally discovered that I could put those travel pictures in the highlights. I think last year I was focusing more on doing funny videos because I was suffering so much camping, and this year I was doing more for my judgment, from my perspective, pretty content, because it was so pretty. So lots of different things. Yoga, also showing that yoga doesn't have to be for flexible people. If you're not flexible, you can also do yoga, because that's something I've heard a lot when I used to teach yoga, that I'm not flexible, so I cannot come to class. Yes, you can. I'll show you. Look, I'm not flexible, and I show people that it's fine, they can still practice, but with a modification. So that was important to me. And like I said, doing some travel blogging somehow, but I didn't want to call myself, didn't want to put myself into a category, so I first didn't write anything in the bio, and then I wrote experimenter, because that's what I feel is the closest to what I'm doing right now, just and what I've been doing the past decade, just experimenting different jobs, different things, sports or whatever, going to different creative workshops, pottery, painting, all these things. Been doing that a lot, actually, mostly since I don't teach yoga anymore, because I had to find something else that I would like as much. And when I said teach, I meant also not practice, obviously, because it was not that I was, I guess I was trying to find another passion or purpose. I don't like that word, by the way. You might have heard me say it on interviews. It's way too loaded. It's so much pressure under this purpose word. But that's what I was trying to do, because I was brainwashed too by the social media world that's in all those coaches. That's maybe why I don't like the word coach. It's because they all said, find your purpose, find a job you want to do, and they will that you love and that pays, and you know, the ikigai thing. And I'm not saying it's impossible, totally not, but I also know that whatever thing you choose to do for money, it will still be work, there will still be some kind of struggle. So like Mark Manson says, choose your struggle, and like Elizabeth Gilbert says, eat your shit sandwich. So anyway, I actually didn't want to go in this direction. I just wanted to give you an update of what I've been doing, because also I want to be real on, or at least more real on Instagram, and maybe you're not even on it and you just discovered this podcast on Spotify or whatever, but I want to be real and I want to say that, yeah, I'm not living from health coaching or whatever I was doing. I'm working, and my focus this year, it was a choice also to go back to full-time employment to be able to have a consistent regular salary and focus on traveling this year, focus on trips, because that's one of the things I love the most. And I had stopped actually doing that when I started to teach yoga and thought I had to stay in Basel where I live to build a community. And then I met my now husband and I thought, okay, I'm gonna also stay for building this relationship. And I'm glad I did both, obviously. It taught me a lot, but now I feel like it's time to go explore the world again, now that we can also. So yeah, that's why I'm working. And I said in a post back in spring, when I said that I was back at yoga for a year, and because I stopped, if you haven't listened to any other episode, I stopped practicing for about 4 years, I think, because I couldn't, because I had back problems, back pain, and I couldn't really practice anymore. Sometimes couldn't walk properly, so yeah, imagine practicing yoga, no way. It was very painful, and still I learned a lot in that time, and I thought, yeah, probably I wanted to develop a little bit on that also, that the fact that I've been back to the studio for a year, over a year now that I'm recording this, it's summer. And it feels so good to be able to move without pain. It's really a gift. We take it for granted, but once you cannot do it anymore, it's really hard. Especially when it's your whole job and you thought it was going to be your career and all that, but that's even another topic, but to stay just with the body, and because I said I was going to share more about it in that post. For me, I think what I believe in is that the body wants to tell us things once it's in pain, and we have to listen in order to feel better at some point. It's gonna tell us so many beautiful things. I mean, so many precious things that we need to know. And it's not having pain just to annoy us, but it's really guiding us more in a direction or another. And it's hard. It's hard to listen even. But I think that's what I learned the most, and that pain can be, it's not just physical. It's not just going to a physiotherapist that's gonna heal us. It's gonna question our choices, listen to our emotions more, listen to the body, reflect on our life, on our choices. It can come from so many things, the pain. Reflecting back, I will never be sure for sure, and I share that because it might help you if you are facing chronic pain, or if you also, what I shared that I work again. If you're listening to that, then you think you have to make it with being self-employed to help you be okay with having another job. For a long time, I thought I was not a real yoga teacher because I was not doing it full time and might have had a job on the side. Sometimes I was doing it full time and sometimes not. And I think when I was doing it full time without any other resources on the side, it was very difficult. And I think, reflecting back, that that's when the back pain started. Because it put so much pressure on myself to make money and just live off very little money. And it could have been so many things, right? But I think it was that, because now I feel really good. So, and it's one of the things I changed in my life. And especially letting go of this thinking, oh, I have to be an entrepreneur because it's better than being employed. And this was like my limiting belief that I acquired along the way, probably on social media too. I blame social media. I really had to work energetically. One of the healers that helped me was Nicole Herzog. I can tag her in the show notes to release that belief. So I think it's a whole, of course. Everything comes together in the end. But I think that's what has helped me the most with healing the back pain. This letting go of that belief, doing again what I like doing the most, which is traveling. It really makes me a better person. and life, I think I have faces. I have so many different faces, and I think everybody does. And sometimes you do more of one thing and sometimes more of another thing. And yeah, and being okay with that, and being okay with not knowing also what's gonna come, and being okay where we are at that moment in time, and not think that once I did that, then I'm good, or once I get there, then I'm good, or once I have that, then I'm good, because it's an illusion, because you never know how it's gonna be when you get there or have that or whatever, and you're not living in the present when you think like that. And I definitely think like that so much. That was the little catch-up I wanted to do. I hope it made sense. But I think I said what I wanted to do, what I wanted to develop. I can check the post. I think it was back in March. Yes, it was March 20th. And in the post I said, celebrating my 1 year yoga anniversary today at the Looking Glass Basel after 4 years of absence, navigating back pain. 1 year of regular practice, relearning everything, building strength, listening to the body and the teacher. Using props, always using the asana practice as a compass for my inner well-being rather than forcing the body into shapes it's not, might never be, ready for. Letting go of pressure and ideals. I learned so much about myself on the mat and I'm so grateful for this journey, practice, studio and community. I've got so much more to say about it, but I leave it at that for now. So finally, a few months later, I got to talk about that. And yeah, also I can add that before, when I was practicing, because I was teaching as well, or wanting to be a teacher for the most part of my years of practice, I always thought, okay, I need to be able to do this to be able to be a teacher, right? I need to... Yeah, it was so much pressure. Even still this summer in Greece at Cheryl's retreat, I was practicing yoga one morning and looking at the beach, the sea, and I noticed I was so... serious about the practice, and I thought, hey, I don't need to be that serious, who cares? And I often have realizations on the mat, and when I can, or I notice how I feel and in the body also, and it can say so much about my emotional state, or yeah, the way I feel. And that's super cool, if we can use whatever practice, whatever we do, we can always notice how we do things and how we feel. So that's it for this first episode back, first solo episode back. I hope it helps in some kind of way, and let me know if you have questions. As always, I'd be more than happy to answer. And I wish you a great time, wherever you are.